Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today, talking about the need for more beef checkoff dollars after this.
This is Jim.
Hey.
Jim has no trouble eating raw chicken.
Fear. That's the real poison.
He thinks skydiving is a parachute optional activity.
Well, falling's only half the game, you know.
Last week, Jim went bear hunting with his bare hands.
Well, they don't get a gun. It's only fair, right?
You could say that Jim is a guy who likes to take risks, but even he won't leave his starter fertilizer unprotected.
Hey, crazy's one thing. Stupid's another.
Jim uses a Vail Phosphorus Fertilizer Enhancer, a proven solution to phosphate fixation that maximizes your fertilizer investment. A Vail works at the molecular level to keep phosphorus from locking up in the soil. More available phosphorus gives your corn a significant advantage early in the growing season, and as much as 10 to 15% boost in your potential yield. So whether you're petting sharks in chum-infested waters...
They are kind of cute, aren't they?
Or scaling a phone tower, just for fun.
What a view.
You can have faith that Avail is taking the risk out of your starter fertilizer. For more information, visit chooseavail.com or call 888-446-GROW. That's 888-446-GROW.
The dollar head beef checkoff's been around since the late 1980s. Unfortunately, the power of inflation has washed away a lot of its value since that time. Bill Donald, who's the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, installed in that position at the recent cattle industry convention in Denver, talked with us after their meeting about the need to go after more checkoff money. NCBA will have to be the lead organization to probably do that, but they've got to work with a lot of other groups.
A lot of talk about need more revenue. One way would be to increase the checkoff. How do you do that? How do you work with all these other groups to maybe get to that second dollar or beyond?
Well, that's a great question, and I think as we look at the long-range plan, it called in there for us to increase checkoff and non-checkoff dollars. And so with that, if we're going to implement that, we're going to have to look at ways to raise some more money through the checkoff. There's been a lot of ideas thrown around, and I think possibly what we're going to have to do is get together with the other groups and see what can be supported. Because if we go to Congress or go to a referendum and we're not united as an industry, it would be an exercise in futility. So we're going to be outreaching to the other groups and see what level of support they have to increase it. The other thing is, if after 25 years or 24 years, maybe it's time to look at the way it's structured. Is it structured the best way now? If we open up that act to amend it, anything will be up for discussion.
One other thing we talked that day with Bill Donald about was the victory that the cattle industry and other groups got regarding the death tax this past December. Only thing is, it was just a two-year extension that was achieved between Congress and the administration.
You know, our first and foremost concern was to get that fully repealed. We weren't able to do that about 4 years ago when we had the vote. We were three votes short in the Senate. Since then, the political landscape has changed, the administration has changed. So we were successful in getting the exclusions raised up to $5 million per person from the location of $1 million, what it would have been, and then got the tax rate down. And that's one of those areas when we talked about not compromising our principles, but compromising on some issues. Our principle on that is to get the death tax as least burdensome as possible. And we used to have a policy that called for just elimination. Didn't give us any latitude to raise the exclusions and lower the rate. So we have a policy that allows us to do that, to get those exclusions high, the tax rate low. That's the good news. We got that done, but it's only 2 years, like you said. So we are going to be working in the next couple of years to make that permanent or possibly get those raised.
New NCBA President Bill Donald. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, February 19th at the Spur Ranch, Vinita, Oklahoma, it's the Hot Stove League Registered Angus Bull Sale. The sale begins at noon at the Spur Ranch, 14 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Selling 80 registered Angus bulls. Call Jot and Renee Hartley for a sale book now at 918-256-2493. Don't miss the Spur Ranch Hot Stove League 2011 Angus Bull Sale, Saturday, February 19th, at the Spur Ranch, Vinita, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.